I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. On the last episode, I realized upon playback that I said something to the effect of taking something infinite and making it finite. And when I thought about that, I realized that I would have changed what I said, because to me, infinity is really no thing. So we can't call it something because infinity is infinitely present. And so today I'd like to explore that idea, this idea that infinity is no thing. And as I was ruminating on this topic, I happened to watch a documentary called A Trip to Infinity. And I must admit that I was watching this documentary while I was playing Tetris, so it didn't have my full undivided attention. But I will admit to you that I laughed a great deal of the way through it, because there are so many paradoxes that were mentioned, like infinity is infinitely large and infinitely small, that I just sort of thought about how this podcast might sound sometimes. Because when we're talking about the self or the Tao or awareness, it is infinite. So the qualities of infinity are necessarily incomprehensible to the limited mind or limited thought. And in the course of kind of pulling together some notes and some thoughts, I ran across this quote by this astrophysicist, Ethan Siegel, and he said, "There's a big problem whenever we rely on our intuition to make sense of the universe. Intuition is born from experience, and our own personal experience of the universe is entirely classical." So it's this idea that we're accustomed to thinking of something in this one dimension. But as soon as we get to the infinite, we start entering this whole quantum realm. And so I'm going to attempt in this episode to pull together some different ideas that were really inspired by that documentary, A Trip to Infinity, which is on Netflix, to break this down a bit. So in one of the as I mentioned, one of the parts, this idea that infinity is infinitely small and infinitely large. And so as I think about this from a perspective of, you know, when we discuss awareness or Tao, the Tao or God, this is something that we think about as being omnipresent. So it's both within everything and all around. It's infinitely present. And so it's impossible to kind of narrow down a definition of what it is, because it's just everywhere. And this is also something we can look at scientifically or mathematically, that you never get to an end of numbers. You can count forever. But the documentary pulled in a very, very interesting aspect, which I really appreciated, which is this idea that actually, the observable universe is finite. So we think about the universe as being infinite, but if we consider the universe as being finite, I pair that with an article from Scientific American, which is entitled Endless Creation Out of Nothing, which is exploring this idea of the universe. And so I'm just going to quote from that article directly. "The reality is that space is neither empty nor dark. Even outside galaxies, an astronaut could find at least one proton on average in every cubic meter." And so this is, you know, something they're saying one naively could imagine that the universe, that the space between those particles is empty. But that's not so. A dominant fraction of the cosmic mass budget, roughly two-thirds, is currently associated with the dark energy that pervades the vacuum, exerting a repulsive gravitational push on matter and accelerates the expansion of the universe. So the final point I'll quote is, our actual universe is not only expanding, but doing so uniformly to within one part in 100,000, even for regions on opposite sides of our cosmic horizon that did not have time to communicate. So it goes into this idea of, you know, this of cosmic inflation, which is that this vacuum is creating this expansion. And so I was really, really drawn in to this idea, because it's really saying that vacuum is not really empty. It's actually churning with smatterings of particles. And a quote from Science Magazine is that it's actually churning with smatterings of particles that disappear and reappear at random, creating a fluctuating energy field. So if we think of the universe as being finite, that's pulsing with this like creative force, which is called dark matter, then there's this theory that's presented in A Trip to Infinity, which is at the end, and it's called Apple in the Box. And so this theory is suggesting that if an apple is left in a box for billions of years, that its fundamental particles would theoretically go through every possible state that could eventually lead to the apple returning to its original state. So it goes through this video of kind of showing this apple, if it's left in this closed box for a billion years, it disintegrates, but then it gets reduced down to its basic particles. These particles that we could say are found in this seemingly empty universe. And when those particles are left in this box, they all of a sudden start creating I think the mathematical formula was 10 to the 10 to the 24th or something like that, different permutations and combinations. So that apple starts becoming everything from a banana to a light bulb to a person. And it's shifting into every possible configuration because it has the base particles that are at the source of all different forms of things. And so this idea is that the scientists pose is, what if we are in that box? So what if we are just a different permutation or combination of those original source particles, which is very much tied to this idea of consciousness, that everything is made of consciousness and that everything is just becoming a different, or everything that's created is representing a different permutation or combination of that original source. And so this sort of leads to something I posed in my latest book, Finding Freedom Where You Are. And it's, if we think about this idea that, okay, the universe is finite, but maybe it's pulsing with the infinite. And scientifically, that's called dark matter. But in my book, Finding Freedom Where You Are, I have this pointing that divine emptiness is full of love. So what if we think of that dark matter as love? And the accompanying perspective is, the concept of emptiness seems cold and barren. However, if emptiness is viewed as love-filled, boundless potential, it can be easier to recognize the qualities of comfort and warmth that are its essence. Love is the ultimate creative force. And so the last portion of that perspective is to try this. Close your eyes and move fully into your heart space. Open the lotus petals of this energy center and feel love flowing in and out. This is the peace, beauty, and radiant love of divine emptiness. This is bliss. So the assertion, and this is really from like more of you could say a spiritual perspective, is just that this concept of emptiness, it's actually not. It's false. It's pulsing with love. Love is that ultimate creative force. And to close this conversation, I really wanted to tie in a point that was also made at the end of that documentary. So as the discussion was going on about the universe, there's this question that one of the scientists posed. He said, okay, our existence in the space and time continuum is ceaseless and a never-ending one. Maybe we don't matter at all. And if that is the case, then what is the point of everything? So it's kind of like this, you know, existential crisis that he posed. But one of the scientists said, I thought that, but then one day I fell in love and it mattered. He said, and it mattered because he fell in love. So the beautiful part of this documentary that I also appreciated is that it closed in the ending credits with a song that had the lyrics, love is all that matters in the end, at the end of forever. And so if we recognize that perhaps love is actually at the root of this creative force that is responsible for the universe, love is that infinite that is creating this expanding, finite universe. And also our experience of love personally is this infinitely available, beautiful connection to all that is. It gives meaning to everything. And so one thing that I kind of thought about, I have a bit of tea here, is a beautiful quote by Sri Neem Karoli Baba. And he said, it's better to see God in everything than to try to figure it all out. And so to that, I would say, it's better to see love in everything than to try to figure it all out. And so if we abide in the heart, if we recognize that all is simply happening and that we're all connected and that we're all one, then there's not a need to necessarily figure it all out scientifically, because truly, as I mentioned before, science is still catching up to spirituality. So if we just, as Sri Ramana beautifully said, if we trust that all is simply happening, that what is to be done will be done at the proper time, we don't worry, and we simply abide in the heart. We feel the love. I'm adding this. We feel the love, and we spread the love, and we live as love. We abide in the heart, and in this way, all is well, and we are free. And of course, that is what I always wish for you, that you live in the infinite nothing that is love. Sending love to all. Namaste.